Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Hey.
What's up, Joe?
There we go. Okay, don't do me crazy. Okay.
What's up, bro?
Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs? Do you really know what a dog needs? A dog needs a... Everything from chasing the cat to perch on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a there, put my head, do I handle my business? Yeah, I'ma run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, we gotta...
Hey. What's up, Keith?
What's going on, my brother?
Girl, it's been one of them days early. Well, should I say late? But the actual day was perfect. My day was beautiful.
Right.
It just came down to the end of the day that was crazy. I'm telling you, girl, real quick, y'all, I got to share this one. I'm coming home, right? My usual routine. Catch the train, headphones on, chilling, right? And I can tell school is back in because it's a lot of kids on the train, right? So I'm like, okay, you know, kids are normally aggravating, you know, I'm just keeping it real, especially when they're not yours, you know what I'm saying? But you have to deal with them anyway. You know, they can be a little extra at times. So the kids doing their thing, and I say, I'm not going to say nothing to them. I'm going to just mind my business and get ready for the corner. You know, I'll fuss and go off on Kale's corner. You know what I'm saying? So I get through that fiasco, get off the train, go out to the cab, and the only out there is the dude I nearly came to fist fight blow with on Saturday. 50 cuffs on Saturday. He and I, and the Bama said something, you know, it's really not good to argue with a foreigner, and I'm going to tell you why. They don't know the things that they can and can't say out their mouth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this Bama said to me, "You disrespect your father with that mouth." I said, "Who?" He said,
"What?"
You know what? I said, "Get your, you know what, out that bag and say that to my face." You know what I mean?
Right.
Get out that cabin. I said, "My father is deceased. So don't you come out your mouth and say a word about that great man." You know what I mean? Today I get to the cab stop. Guess who's sitting there?
Oh, Lord.
Him.
Oh, Lord.
Him. And look, I just leaned down in his window and said, "You still a beast."
What'd you say?
And said there, I said, "You are still a beast." You know what
I
mean?
Lord.
It was that serious. It was that serious. So, you know, and then I came in here and I'm hyped and I'm because I know it's close time for the show to start. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I'm like, come on, and Reese, I went to the store, had to buy me some new headphones. Remember, I told you last week I broke my headphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to connect these headphones with this phone, and I'm having trouble, can't find it. It's just like everything crazy that could go on was going
on. Went on.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here. I thank God. I thank everybody that is here. I love you guys. I love you guys. I really miss you guys this weekend, you know. It was a good weekend. Don't get me wrong. I had a great weekend. Relaxation and chilling out. But I thought about my family here at Kale's Corner. Go ahead, Miss Tree. Take it over, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Actually, I'm doing really good. For the last month, I've been doing my walks in the morning, coming home, doing my little exercise, trying to stay moving, keep moving, because, you know, we're getting older. So they say if you stop moving, you will stop moving. So I keep it moving. So that's all I've been doing, is trying to keep my health up and make sure I'm, you know, exercising and doing the right thing. So I no grandkids. I got a lot more time. So I've been chilling.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Marcus, I got you, bro. I got you. Give us 1 second so we can run down this, what this show is about. We'll take a quick break, and I'm going to bring you in as soon as we come back. Today's episode, we're going to discuss week 2 of the NFL season. What teams surprised? What teams are or have been a disappointment? Baseball season wrapping up. We're going to find out who's positioned themselves out of each division to represent, and we're going to discuss Mrs. T's pick. Lady T's pick. We're going to find out who our winner was. And guess what? I only called her one time this week, y'all.
Yeah.
And as I said, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to respect her process, you know what I'm saying, and let it be what it be, you know what I mean? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take you real quick, Marcus. I'm going to take you real quick.
Hey,
what's
Marcus.
Up,
man?
Hey, no, I just wanted to chat. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, man. Hey, I just wanted to chime on what you was talking about, bro. That was real funny, bro, 100%. But look, I was trying to come back and support what you were saying, because this is the time of the season. I really call it skibbity-pap season. You know?
Okay.
I call it skibbity-pap season. And I don't know what it is about this season, bro, but it be like so much going on. It be so much. It's like people don't know what to say out their mouth. People really, mm-hmm. really want you to give them the skibbity paps. You know what I'm saying? They really want it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They really, really want it. Like it's like they asked for it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't get messed with no other time of the year, but for some reason, it's been happening to me, Kale, every year at this time of the year, bro. I have to put a Bama down every year. You know what I'm saying? And that,
wow.
And being, yeah, since I was a kid, and it's crazy because I'm almost 40 years old, man. I'm tired of giving these Bamas the skibbity pass, but they be asking for it, bro. They be asking for.
I can't with him, man.
Marcus, we gonna take a break. Hey, you know what? This for you, Marcus, and that's skibbity time. You know what I mean?
So this time, bro.
Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. Yeah.
sorry, y'all.
I,
I had to get that out of me, man. I had to get it. Forget them other Bammers, because I'm down with my Bammers. You understand me? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like Martha say, I almost had to get that Bama to give me the pack.
I can't. I cannot.
We... You know what? Before we go into it, we're going to let everybody come in and chime in and speak about what's on their mind. Terry, what's up, brother?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, brother. Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on, Lady TKG?
All right.
Hey, Marcus.
Man, you know, Terry, when I said that I was sitting there thinking and missing y'all, I was like, damn. I was at work and I said, damn. Man, Ted ain't talk all weekend. What's up with that?
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I'm here, bro. I'm here for sure.
Okay.
Hey,
okay,
but,
don't be.
But
hey, Ted, don't be disappointed.
Oh, never.
Okay.
I never get ghosty at all.
I know that's right, yeah. Ted.
Relating to what, you know, Kayla Marcus talked about, like you said, something in the air, man. I don't know what it is. People just be la la land. They just don't care, have no consideration for other people. Because, you know, I'm driving in the grocery store and stuff. So they got a stop sign and say you stop with, you let people crosswalk. But I do that anyway also. So I'm doing that. So this guy and his girl come. So I paused and let them go across the street. To go across, you know, to get to the store. So instead of him, you know, making a beeline just to get across, he wanted to still get halfway across the day and come walking in my driving lane. You know, I'm like, what this nigga doing? Nigga, would you hurry up and get across? I'm pausing for you. You trying to stunt or whatever you trying to do, nigga. You know, like get on across the street, you know. Excuse me, my words. But, you know, I my window was down, you know, and I didn't say nothing, you know, but I started to, but I just gave a look, man, like, you know, man, what is going on, dude? Dude, I'm being courteous, let you get across, but yet you want to invade on my driving lane instead of getting across the street, you know, you want to just continue to walk in towards the middle of the street while I'm driving. Man,
I'm going to say this, man, and this is my word of advice. This is my word of advice to everybody, man. We know what it is. Right now, we know what it is, man. People on some other, doing some other, being some other. So we got to be on some other, doing some other, being some other. Meaning, normally, I'm checking. But right now, I'm going to pray for you, bro. And let it go.
Yep.
And let it go.
Yep.
Just let it go. L-I-G-it. My father used to say that to me all the time. L-I-G-it, son. L-I-G-it. Ain't nothing worth time, energy, and all that, you know, as a loss to you. So that's how I'm turning, man. That's how I'm turning. So like Marcus say, I don't have to get nobody to, what do you say, the skibbity pot.
Skibbity pot.
I don't have to get... Yeah. I ain't trying to get no Bama to skibbity pot. Let's
get it. And I would say also for me, I tap him on his butt. I tap him with the car, you know. Dude, man, I'm sorry. I thought you had crossed, you know.
Wait a minute.
I got insurance.
I know that's right. I'm charging everything to COVID.
Charging it to COVID. We all COVID
inbound. Like, everybody been in the house so long. Everybody been in the house so long, they just so uptight. So, I'm charging
COVID
everything
crazy. COVID crazy, huh? CC.
Yeah, COVID crazy.
270. Who is that? You with me, 270? 270. You with me, baby? All right.
Am I getting their phone?
Might got their phone on mute. Okay. But 270, take that phone off mute. We're going to check back with you in a minute. All right? Sound good. Ho-ho! Is this my Huckleberry?
It's your Huckleberry.
God.
What's up, folks?
Man.
What's happening?
Yeah, I had to. Yeah. Not much. But not much. How everybody doing?
I can't tell you how many is that 57? Where 57?
Yeah.
I have had to answer, man.
Hey, I had to hit a few cold curveballs. You say you what?
People need you to be here. They've been asking about you.
Yo, we finna put our APB on you. We was finna put out an APB on you, man.
I had to duck a few curveballs there for a couple of days, but I'm good.
You know what?
Do we worry about you? I said, Kel, call him, man, to see if you're all right, man. He said, yeah, I should call him, man. I'm thinking about you, man. We just thinking about you. Is you okay? Did somebody kidnap you, you know what I mean? Or what?
Right.
You know?
You thought I went to Pittsburgh and fired everybody. Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, I thought you got stuck in Buffalo. I thought you went to Pittsburgh and was sniping them bammers. I ain't worried about you firing nobody. I thought you was straight sniping them, man. You know what I mean? Taking them out.
Taking them out.
I said we all one and one there, right?
Except for San Francisco. Huh?
What?
I said we all one and one except for San Fran. Y'all 2-0, right?
Oh, say it again. I can hear you.
I ain't saying
it
again.
Yet.
I ain't saying it again. I'm not repeating it.
Yeah. Don't fall into her trap. You know what I mean? She's trying to throw that.
Yeah.
Try to throw that little black little.
Don't give her no fuel.
57, guess what? 57, you missed the first 2 weeks of picking.
I know.
So you can't miss no more weeks. We ain't going for it. We going to come over your house and get you.
He
the
wouldn't
next time you miss
team.
One.
He wouldn't show about Big Ben.
Oh,
what
did you say about Big Ben?
He said, what do I think?
He wasn't sure about him.
To see about Big Ben.
Ben let me down Sunday. The defense let me down Sunday. We just played a terrible game, all around terrible game Sunday.
Yeah.
But listen, I only got one question.
Go ahead.
Are the Raiders who we thought they weren't? I mean, because two teams done failed to the Raiders that we thought wouldn't.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? So that's true.
Let's say they defense is good.
But you know what, Ted? Yeah, their defense good, but you know, wasn't nobody really giving Carr his proper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now
that's
he got people around him that he can really show what he could do. So I think
that's
it was
totally
more on Derek Carr. Than anything.
That's true too. Well, I say the whole team. I mean, Carr is doing his thing. Like you say, he is proving, you know, who he say he is, who he thought he was, and stuff. And
right.
Like you say, they didn't give him a chance, and he has a chance, opportunity with a system that fits him, and everything. Mm-hmm. Then he got good receivers. He got Waller.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, you got good.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut across anybody. I apologize.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I love their defense right now. They got a lot of young guys that seem to be not afraid to make plays on defense, aggressive guys on defense, and I think that's a good recipe for a good season to me, especially when your offense is playing like Derek Carr and the rest of them playing right now.
That's true.
Total package. You need a whole team. You need a team. You need defense and offense to be clicking. You know?
Okay.
Let's be fair. And we got two cow bombs on the line. We're going to bring cow bomb number one on. And cow bomb number two, your turn is coming. What's up, Lou? How you be, brother?
Hey, Lou.
What's up, Lou?
That was a great game they had on Sunday. Well, the last second, but we got it.
What's up, Luke? Clock management.
Yeah. Clyde Matthews happens a lot, more than you think. But it worked in our favor, and that's the important thing.
A win is a win, baby.
A win is a win.
Take it high. Take it how it comes.
Sometimes.
Take it how it comes. It's hard to win in the NFL today, buddy. And if you can win halfway, once you on, once you off, hey. Let me get that W.
Let's keep it real.
Get that W.
Even when the referees take two, three touchdowns away from the other team, let's keep it real. Come on, Tank. Come on, Tank. Come on, Tank.
I'm sorry, Tank.
Oh, you gonna bring me in right when you say that, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing today, man?
Y'all don't know. Tang and myself have had one of the most heated arguments that we ever had, coming with point A, point B, point C, point D, and we were spewing them at each other all day. Then finally I just said, you know what, you win, man.
Yeah.
You surrender, huh?
He ain't going to stop arguing with you, right or wrong. He going to hit you.
Absolutely
he ain't going to stop.
57.
No,
yeah.
He ain't.
Nope.
He's a seven bell.
Hey, I tell you what, I never saw so many games where the kicker missed the field goal and a fake offside.
Yeah.
I never saw it. Or Dallas losing the game and they called a touchdown back. San Diego did this. I'm like, all right, the Sixers are in this week.
Oh, hold on. What's the fake offside?
Man, that guy. Come on, man. Come on, Kel.
Hey, he heard that. I was wondering if he heard it.
Al, I want to stay on your good side, the gay kid. Kel, let's just remember what I said.
Right.
You know, hey, look. They got 100 cameras on the field, but they never showed us but one view from the top. They didn't show us no side view, no view from the other side, none of that.
All those views? The damage on the
other side. Take whatever win you can take, take it.
Hey, look, a guy can go out there and sneeze. A guy can go out on the field and sneeze, and they got 10 cameras to show you how he was sneezing on the field.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now they can only show us one view of the offside.
So you needed more than that one view. Offside is when the ball has not moved, but the player jumped across the line. That is offside, and you saw that all day on that kick. You saw
but it
that.
Looked like he had a hiccup or something to me, Kel. It looked like he moved forward at all.
Of course, we all know why 57. We all know why.
And you know what was so funny about it? The announcers had just said he could probably use 5 more yards. I ain't this
one.
Hey, Kel, can I? Let me piggyback on what you were saying as far as the referees.
I've seen a lot of referees
make a lot of mistakes. Make a lot of bad calls, like you say, either overturning touchdowns or call it offsides or call it roughing the passer, you know. What a man's supposed to do? He's tackling the quarterback. He's got to get up off him, but it depends on how gently he gets up off the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right.
They call roughing the passer. It's been some terrible calls that the referees are missing. The judges, whatever you want to call it, but the officials are making bad calls, you know, and it's all around the board.
It's more of a non-consistency thing. If they were consistent, then people wouldn't have that much to say. But it's looking as if with one team they're going to call it this way, with another team they're going to call it that way, and it just confuses us all. You know what I mean? We all are lost because we don't know what the hell our defensive players can do and cannot do. You know, it's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If the referees were more consistent, if they were more consistent, we would argue that. Correct. We would argue that.
Well,
because
Yeah. It has to be more. It has to be some accountability for these refs.
Right.
These refs
exactly.
Have some accountability too.
And listen,
what's amazing to me?
They made me go and Google this, right? When they called that touchdown back on the Chargers, when they called the touchdown back and said that the offensive lineman was downfield, for it to be a penalty, that man has to be at least 5 to 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage in order for that to be a penalty. When they replayed that, that man was number 2 yards off of the line of scrimmage, and they called it a penalty.
Yeah.
But well, hey, you know, a win is a win.
What's amazing to me is, Kale, is how you got the officials sitting right there on the field. They call a penalty.
Yeah, they call it.
And they got to go under. They got to go under the helmet and call to New York for them to see. You mean tell me New York can see it better than you can? And you right there, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just saw so many plays over the weekend, not in just pro football, but college football too. That targeting thing, man. You know,
they gotta get that out of control.
Oh, that's out of hand.
Yes,
out of hand.
They gotta get that under the control.
Yeah, I'm with you on that 157. I seen one game, and they was they said targeting. And he hit the Bama on the shoulder. You know, he hit him with his helmet, but he hit him on the shoulder. And I'm like, how's that targeting?
Right. That's the play I'm talking about. That's one of the plays I'm talking about too. I'm like, what the man supposed to do? You know, he did make helmet contact, but he hit the shoulder first. You know,
right?
And what is he supposed to do? Y'all making the quarterback untouchable? It's like God dog. You know. Especially that one when Carr slid. He didn't slide. He went like a running back who, I don't know, I think that was that game. And the dude tackled him, you know, and how the dude got up off of him, the ref called roughing the passer. Man, he made himself a running back. You can tackle him. You know, you can tackle him normal. He didn't slide.
Mm-hmm.
You can touch him, you can tackle him. Free hit, as they say.
All I'm going to say is we all got on Westbrook about putting the skirt on. These referees putting skirts on football players unwillingly. You hear me? I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's
quarterback been wearing
them. Do that. We agree wholeheartedly on that, you know. To me, nothing messes the game up for me. I'm sorry, you know. Again, and you all have heard me say this several times, man. The game that I love, the football game that I love, you know, it got a little rough, a little ghetto, a little, you know, tough at times. But, you know, that's what grew us. That's what made us want to be a part of this. You know, that's what birthed the love for the game in us. And now, who is that? Who is that with that background?
Why did you go up there and answer the phone? Why don't you wait for somebody else?
Somebody got some background noise. Somebody got some background noise we can't hear. I need y'all to mute your phone, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, kid.
Thank you. Yeah, but they're taking the essence of the game, which we fell in love with, away. They're taking it away. I mean, you know, Chase Young was called for roughing the passer this weekend. And I replayed it over and over again. Now, did he fall on top of the man? Yes, he did. I'll give you that. But both hands were off of the man, and he didn't drive him into the ground. But they called it roughing the passer. And I'm like, damn, what is the defendant to do? What is he to do? You can't touch these guys no more. You know,
he did put that shoulder into him, Kale.
Well, I was about to say on that play kill, it was because how he slammed him down to the ground.
Yeah.
And he was on him. And then he tried to put his hands up real fast, like, we don't see you. You know what I'm saying? And then he got up real fast. So you doing all that,
right,
letting me know that you did something you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
I know what that
and
is.
He did.
I know what y'all just gave me. Y'all just gave me the booty fire answer to that question. Seriously. Y'all just gave me the booty fire answer to that question.
The who kind of answer?
I was
going
to say that too.
Booty fire.
He can't stop his momentum as he's going to the ground. You can't, can't pull up on you. You know, and I wanted to reflect on, I guess, the first week when Cleveland was playing. That guy who got thrown out the game, like first quarter, he was trying to get off the quarterback, but the guy knee, the knee, somebody's knee was in his way, so he lifted up. He couldn't get his leg over, so his leg dropped back down, and they kicked him out the game.
Yeah.
Talk about he was roughing
yeah.
the passer. I'm like, man, what is the man supposed to do? If y'all look at it, keep looking at it again, the man was trying to get his leg up and get to walk across to get off the man, and then he couldn't because another leg and impeded his leg from getting up. And so I'm like, wow, like you say, Kel, what is the man supposed to do?
Well, look, hold on.
Right.
If Chase Young kept his arms wrapped around that guy, he'd have got thrown out the game.
Yeah.
He took his arms off him, but he still gave him the shoulder in the chest when they hit the ground. That's why they call it a penalty. But if he had kept his arms wrapped around him, he probably would have got thrown out the game also. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you don't agree with me that we're watching the soft version of football, that our game is getting softer week after week? You don't agree with that?
No, I agree with
you. Well, if I can comment on something that Teresa just said, yeah, he was smart enough not to get thrown out the game. You know, he was smart enough to pull his arms back because he knew if he kept his arms wrapped around him, that was going to get him thrown out the game.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yep. And that's the only reason why they told it, on because of the way he reacted.
Yep. He was smart. Like you said, though, Tree, that was smart. He stayed in the game.
Yeah.
You might as well put a bubble wrap. Well, you might as well put a bubble wrap around the quarterback now.
Yeah, you know what? We don't say that when it's our quarterback that's getting hit. When it's your quarterback, that's when you like,
that was
you know,
well, we got a quarterback to run. Y'all can't run. Y'all's fat. You know.
Well, look, our quarterback ain't never been able to run. He's able to throw people off of him.
Yeah, you ain't learned.
Right.
He a big dude to bring down.
Come on, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, help me out, Mark. You too quiet, bro. You too quiet, Mark. I need your help.
Hey, look, man. Like, when it comes to certain things in that game, I had a whole lot of problems. You know I had problems with that game, and I ain't trying to be a hater. You know I had a problem with that other game you mentioned.
Yeah.
This particular play that you're talking about, I'm 50-50 on.
With the guy down the field?
Huh?
When they called him, you talking about when they called the lineman down the field or the sack on the quarterback?
The sack on the quarterback.
Right, okay.
The sack on the quarterback, I'm 50-50 because it was incidental. It was incidental. He ain't mean to do it, but, you know, you got to know the rules now, and you got to come up off the man. You can't put your shoulder into him, you know?
Right.
But because if it would have happened to us, I'd have took the 15 and said, yeah, you shouldn't have did that. So.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well,
I feel you.
Of course, we're gonna take the 15 after that.
Yeah,
looking at it completely different way, but once the thing about it, I saw my quarterback hit worse, and there weren't any penalties for that. And I turned on the Tampa Bay game, and I see a guy rush and just push Brady to the ground. Who is that? Who is that with that background? I see a guy rush Brady and just push him to the ground, and out comes the flag. And I'm like, come on, man. What do we have to do, dog? That's what I'm saying with these referees, man. It's the consistency that's really irritating to me. Because I see something happen to my team, and I'm like, okay, well, yeah, they called this in the Philly game or the Pittsburgh game, so they got to call it here, and it's not a penalty. They don't call it here. It's like, you know, for the first time, y'all, the first time, I've heard the commentator say, I don't know about that call, in that Dallas game. The commentator came out and said, that's the kind of mistake he called it. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Romo that said that, you know. And I was if anyone has a reason to be all Dallas all the time, it's Tony Romo. But Tony Romo is saying that wasn't the right call. That call still went down. And I'm like, go ahead.
I know I was going to say, I was going to say piggyback, but say, actually, Romo is a good announcer to me, I think.
He's funny.
But you know, hey, Kira, but you know what, though? A lot of, I don't like, because sometimes you hear the commentator say, like you were just saying, you saw what happened to Brady in a game. And then you turn around and see the same exact thing happen to your quarterback. But this is what you hear the commentator say a lot. He's not there yet. Meaning, he ain't put his bid in to get that call. I hear that in basketball. I hate that. A call is a call. Like you say, be consistent with it. Because I hear it all the sports. I hear it every time. And that's so dumb.
Well, you know, it's like some games, like the Washington football game and your game with Dallas game, at one point I thought the announcers were calling the game on the field. You know, because, I mean, every time they called a penalty back or something like that, especially on that extra field goal when the announcer said, he needs like 5 more yards. Man, call the penalty. 5-yard penalty. I'm like, ain't this something?
Ain't this something? I got a solution. They didn't jump offside. They jumped offside.
They didn't. If you don't mind me saying, you know, he didn't. If you look at it, he didn't jump offside. He raised up. By the time they snapped the ball, he was just crossing the line.
So
he was just crossing.
Raising up will not cause you to make contact with the offensive player's helmet. And
Kale, you got to look at that again. He didn't make no contact. He didn't make any contact,
okay.
Kale.
Okay.
Get robots. Right. They need to get robots. they need to get mechanical robots to call the game so they can be non-biased.
Well, then it's going to be about who put the biggest check in, who bought the most oil for the robot. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that's just what it's going to be. That's just what it's going to be. 57, I urge you. Please go back and look at that play. That man jumped all the way off the line. And the ball was still in the height position.
I'll do that, Kev. I'll look at it again.
Hey, Kev.
Yes,
now, when 57 first got on the call, you told him that you missed him, man. Why you lie to that man?
I did.
Listen, man, he get on this call and he start talking that crazy, man. Listen, man. I'm telling you, he's smoking way too many of the Marlboros over there, young bro.
Hey, let me tell you.
Winston-Salem, but listen. Man, look.
He's like, I'm telling that to the Marcus.
How you can't see that man, ain't nobody on the call but you said that wasn't offside.
Well, hey,
no,
look here. No.
Frank
Dallas said the same thing,
Frank.
Right, Dallas?
I told him that. We didn't already went through that before. Did not see
yeah,
all
yeah.
I was the only one, cuz. I'm serious.
You know what? We're gonna take a quick one, man. 563-999-3782. And I wanna go a little bit into this Pittsburgh game. Since their representative is here today. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Tether ball, we're gonna tether ball.
Oh yeah.
Tether ball. Tether ball, we gonna tether ball the mother sucker. Tether ball, the sucker. Tether ball, we gonna tether ball the mother sucker. Tether ball, the sucker. Tether ball, we gonna tether ball the mother sucker. Tether ball, the sucker.
You got a real type of thing going down in town. There's a whole lot of rhythm going around. You got a real type of thing going down in town. There's a whole lot of rhythm going around.
I used to walk through the Pentagon.
I just kept going with that.
I used to walk through the Pentagon singing that bad boy.
Hey,
I think you should have kept going.
Hey. You say what? What did you say, Lou? Lou, are you with me, Lou?
Yes.
What was your comment? I know it was something funny, but I didn't hear it all.
I didn't mean to be funny. I thought it was a good song. I just kept it going a little bit more. I didn't mean to be funny.
Okay. Well, you have one of those natural comedic outputs every now and then, Lou. That's what
yes, you do.
No, but I know a good tune when I hear it.
There you go.
My man.
I've been around a while, you know.
Yes, sir. See what I'm saying? But that's the job.
Hey, you got me doing a pre-run over here.
I'm not as young as you think I am.
Right? Pittsburgh and the Raiders. I'm going to be first on the record to say Roethlisberger's arm is not the same. And the fact that Pittsburgh isn't having the same situation that New England had and Green Bay had
New England
is puzzling to me, because there is it's time for Ben to call it quits. I'm sure. When you can't accurately get that ball downfield 15 yards, and I know I saw the big play and everything, and if you notice, that was more of yak than Ben's throw, than Ben's actual throw. You know, that was more yards after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, 57, and the rest of the Pittsburgh fans out there listening, but I know this year's draft, you guys are going to have to go into the draft with the mindset of quarterback and quarterback only, and fill in the rest with the draft where you can. But you guys are going to have to go after a quarterback, seriously.
They might have to get Cam.
Right now, Ben Roethlisberger he got a pec injury, so he'll be out.
Pectoral muscle.
Yeah, he tore his pectoral muscle. Him, Deontay Johnson is out. T.J. Watt is going to be out, and they're going to be out for a number of weeks.
And what did I say about Ben?
Injuries are piling up.
Remember, Trees, you wrote that down for me?
Oh, yeah.
What did I say,
Bob? Yeah. Hold on. Let me find it. Wait a minute. Go ahead. Yeah, y'all go. I'm going to find it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Did he say something about Fitzpatrick since, you know?
I did. Oh, I definitely did.
I just want to know, look, we got two backups.
Who your backup?
You know who he is. You know who he is, bro. Come on now.
Tell me your backup name, bro.
look, if y'all don't mind me saying, Henneke saved y'all to having the conversation of, do we go get Cam Newton this week or not? If y'all had lost that game, Cam Newton would be all in the headlines about should we get him or not. But Henneke saved y'all from that conversation.
His name was Heineke.
Heineken's Hines, whatever his name is. You know that. Hey, hold on, Tree. You know we have problems with names with that team. So,
they got problems with the name until they run and pick them up and bring them on their team. Then all of a sudden, there's no problem with the name.
When they go through
our trash bin and pick the player up, then all of a sudden there's no problem with the name. Whatever.
Marcus, pretty soon he's going to make them say, man, don't call in for a while again.
But that's what I'm saying, man. Look, the first thing he did was this guy get on the phone just straight disrespecting.
Hey, but, bro, this is what I hold on now, though. I didn't wait until we won to call in. I called back in after we lost, so y'all can have your field day.
Hey, man,
I took mine on my shoulders, bro.
I got to keep it a stack with you, bro. I really did have that same sentiment, like I missed you, man, until I heard your voice, and then I remember.
You crazy, Marcus. You crazy,
it.
Man.
I love y'all.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
The voice brought it all back, Marcus.
I'm trying to tell you, man, because I knew he was going to come with something, bro. He always come with something.
He always
come with something. You cannot miss a show. You really cannot miss a show, bro, because you going to come with something, bro. 100%.
That's our Huckleberry.
Yeah, he definitely is old Huckleberry.
Okay.
Because I knew y'all really won't tell him the truth on this line anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's
57, come on, man.
Everybody got all caught up in their victory.
Wasn't nobody going to say Pittsburgh won this week? He wasn't going to lie like that.
Uh-uh.
But nobody was thinking about
that lie.
I wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Did you have your mindset on saying Pittsburgh won this week?
Nah.
I went
with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I ain't go with Pittsburgh.
Well, I know all y'all pick. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say all y'all picked against them Bears, didn't y'all?
Yeah,
I did.
Well.
Hey, but Jay, look at what I said, though. I didn't want to pick against y'all. But if Dalton went out, I believe y'all was going to win. And look what happened. I ain't want the man to get hurt like that. But you know they saying they're going to bring him back. He might be out there this week.
They crazy. Oh, they do.
They are.
Exactly. They done screwed that up there in Chicago.
Chicago is forever.
Wife finna fly home. I finna give her instructions to go up there and slap them upside their head.
Yeah, no, give him the pit. What'd you say? What'd you say, Marcus? Give him the pit pat. Give him the pit pat, right? What'd you say, Marcus?
Give me the pat.
Yeah, I'm going to give him that, Marcus. I'm going to say, hey, compliments from Marcus. Compliments from Marcus. Dog, I learned it from D.C. Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's got to be 300 at least. No doubt. We're going to take a quick break, fellas. And ladies, 563-999-3782. When we come back, Lady C, we need you to let that thing be known, baby.
I got you.
Yeah. There's just one thing I wanna say. The really, 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 real, yo. There's just one thing I wanna say. Copy. There's just one thing I wanna say. We gonna hit it down like this, y'all know the flavor. There's just one thing I wanna say. Alamo, what's your with me? Doogie, is you with me? SOS, is you with me? Yeah, this how we gonna bust it down, y'all. You know the flavor. You know what time is it. Check us, yo. This how we flow. Here comes the boober, and you know I won't fake it. Usually bust records on, getting butt naked. Made for the Benzy. Drive a nigga skinzy, pump the tape, grab your naked with the boober frenzy. Come on, honey, thing, don't you try to eject. Slow down, what you say once my joint gets erect? Some try to copy, but they just can't sketch it. Some try to follow, but they just can't catch it. With the boom, boom, clap, yeah, all of that. Look, I'm living fat, me fall off, there be none of that. See, who's the one
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boomer got a little busy there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you guys ready? And Marcus, you did say on September the 2nd that Ben Roethlisberger won't last. So,
amen.
With that being,
amen.
Yep,
you
said
you did say that, didn't you?
Huh?
You did say that, didn't you?
Yep, he said that on September the 2nd, 2021. Okay, so moving right along, you guys. Let's move right along into these picks.
Say that when your quarterback is hurt too. I mean,
huh?
I'm sorry, sis. I was thinking out loud. I didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
All right.
But I know you did mean to say it out loud. But okay, I love you too. We're gonna start with the loser. We're gonna work our way up to the winner, you guys. So, you exited us early, so you only got 3 right. And then coming right after you is Meemaw with 7. She got 7 correct out of 16. And then coming after Meemaw and Lou is the third place, which was 9 picks they got correct, is Big Boy and Reese. After that is the people who got 10 plays right, 10 picks right. I'm sorry, 10 picks. Myself, Marcus, Ted, and Tang.
Big boy
got 9 right. Big boy got 9 right, so he's not winning. So the last 2 players came in. Oh, well, let me say this first. Ted, always stick with your first choice, because you would have won if you would have stuck with your first choice, but you didn't do that.
Yeah, go with your first instinct.
Go with your first instinct always.
That's what people tell me.
Which team was that I switched on? Was it 2 or 1 of them?
You switched on. Let me tell you real quick, Ted. You switched on Cowboys Chargers. You had Cowboys first, and then you switched to the Chargers.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Damn.
So
them damn Cowboys.
Coming in at 11 picks. 1-1 pick. 11 picks, you guys. We have Debo and Kale.
Oh,
coming
hey.
In.
coming in with 11 picks. And those we had to go to the score. And the score says Debo is the winner.
Wow. Congratulations, Debo.
Congratulations, Debo.
So, Debo, I need, well, send me your cash app because I've been using Kale's, unless you want me just to send it straight to Kale. Let me know what he says. Let me know what he says, Kale.
Send him now. Bama, what you want?
Okay. Because Kale, you said okay. So y'all already know. Y'all already know the score was 35-17, right? Debo picked. Debo got 30-10. Kale picked 24-10. So automatically, Debo won because he has more points.
Right.
Yeah.
The only one call in no more.
The only pick that Debo got wrong was the Saints, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Hawks, and the Bengals. Kale only ones he got wrong was the Saints, the Hawks, the Jets, the Bengals, and the Chargers. And you did yourself favors, Kale. You did yourself a good favor when you switched from the Chiefs to the Ravens.
Because
that's what saved you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good call.
And you know what? If I would have went ahead, remember, I was talking about the Seahawks. And I was like, I got a feeling Tennessee going to win that game. And I went on, and Debo, being a smart you-know-what, said, we're going to
you know what?
All you got to do sometimes, which I know you're not going to never do, you say you're going to pick with your heart sometimes and not just be upset with your opinion. If you would have picked them Cowboys, you would have just definitely won, man.
Yeah.
That was
that's
in his
true.
Heart. He needs to
think with your head, not with your heart.
Marcus, if you would have picked the Cowboys, you would have won.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's keep it a stat. Let's keep it all the way a stat.
Mm-hmm.
They supposed to have lost that game. They supposed to have lost that game.
Marcus,
so hold on. There was other picks that I was gonna go the other way. There were other ones that I was supposed to go the other way, but that wasn't one of them.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying about the Cowboys, because I know y'all going to go against them every week.
No, brother, not this guy.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Not this guy.
No, Marcus not like that. Marcus normally picks Cowboys sometimes. He picked them Cowboys last year.
What the hell is Marcus not like that? What are you trying to say?
You're not gonna pick them. I'm kidding. You can lose all the money in the bank. You're not gonna pick them. I'm not. You won't even wear blue sweats. You won't even wear blue, dog. So I know you're not gonna pick them. I'm sorry. It's not my color. I feel funny when I wear blue too, man.
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't. That's why I don't.
I definitely can't wear blue and silver together. I never do that.
I can understand that. I can understand if you don't want to wear blue and silver together. But
not even blue and great.
What's wrong with that?
Girl won't even put on blue. Hey, we can solve all of that.
Keep the blue.
We can solve all of that.
Don't even say
it.
Don't even say it.
Black stripes. Yellow paint.
Yeah.
When you want me to send the money to?
Debo, you on live, Debo. Come on, man.
Okay. Congratulations, Debo. You are the week two winner.
Congratulations, Debo.
Pastor, thank you. I appreciate all y'all, especially the Cowboys. Good looking out. Good looking out.
My man. My man.
Hey, bro.
My man.
I forgot how you sounded. You've been. I forgot how this dude sounded. You've been texting so long.
I can say the same about you too. 57. It's been a while.
Congratulations, man.
I can say the same. You might as well have been texting too.
All I can do is congratulate you, sir.
My man, I appreciate it.
So, Debo, do you want me to send the money to Kale?
Yes, ma'am. Send it to you, Kale, please.
I got you.
Hey, Debo.
Okay.
Why don't you leave it, Debo? You're going to lose it again. Why don't you leave it?
Look. Hey, listen. We got a whole season, baby. You done already missed. You already missed a couple weeks, man. Welcome back. You get a piece of this.
Tell him, Debo. All you got to do is leave five of them.
Hey, Lady T.
How do you get this in?
Last week, we said we got to step it up.
No, because I had trouble downloading the Cash App. So, you know.
You have problems?
Yeah.
You need some help?
Yeah, I couldn't download it. For some reason, it wouldn't download it.
You want me to send you an invite?
If you can do that, sure.
You had money in there, right?
I'm going to give Lady C your number, Lou. I'm going to give her your number, and she can call you, and you guys can link up from there.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, Lady T. I got another bold prediction.
What is it? Let me get my pen. Hold on. Who is talking, Marcus?
Yeah, that's me. That's bold prediction in number six.
I know.
I got another bold prediction.
Lord. I just sent it to you, Kale.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Check this out. I do not think that 57 is going to win no week.
Oh. That's cruel.
And my reason is because we're not picking baseball.
Ooh. Hey, sound like you've been listening to a Dallas fan, I know.
Hey, listen, if it walk like a duck.
It's a duck.
What is
it? Quack like a duck, it's a duck.
It quack like a duck. It's a
quack,
duck.
Quack.
And
hey.
I'm telling you, you was a quack, bro. You got on this.
I'm gonna tell you this. You make sure that you run and put $10 on your Cash App, baby boy.
No, right? Hey, let me tell you something. My Cash App stay full.
I want you to be able to get first of the money coming. I want you to be able to get that EBT card, baby boy. So you just keep that $5.
Now hold on. Let's just keep it a stack. The only reason why I say this, I'm not picking on you, but I'm telling I know them Winston-Salem that you smoking is messing with your eyes. Listen, the THC will help it get back. You got a little cataract going on. You need a little bit of THC. Balance that out.
I can't. Little cataract. You can't see, bro.
Walter and I put a side bet. Why don't we put a side bet on the side?
Huh?
Lady T hold that side bet, baby boy. Let's put 20 on what that statement you just made.
Let's do a better one. I have more wins than you will at the end of the season.
Okay.
How many wins do you have now?
Just that one.
Yeah, since you just got that one, because you probably stumbled on that anyway, so yeah. I'm guaranteed to get that.
Okay.
You ain't finna be guaranteed.
Look.
Like I said, bro, I ain't going to even go back and forth with you, dog. I done said all I need to say.
Okay, so I wanted to put 20 on the fact that you are not going to win and you won't get a W, right?
Okay, like
you won't win.
I'll send my 20 to Lady T tomorrow. Just so it's there.
I'm going to send it right now. I'm about to send it right now.
Okay, well, go ahead. I can send mine now, but, hey, I don't have to.
We don't really
know you that well, so, yeah, you better send yours now.
Oh, no, trust and believe. Oh, I'm known, bro.
Be the first one every week.
Look, I'm just joking around. I will bet you the 20, though. But I was just joking around about all that other stuff, man.
We're going to bet. My bad, man. All right, fellas. 5699932. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to dive into this football a little more, man. All right?
My man.
Dimensional, unquestionable, beloved, professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm suing up the resident. With my particular style, particular, extracurricular, smoother and chippy. Throwing up lyrics like a throw up on blackjack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac. Brain Mac soloing, having Coca-Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this path. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang. Bang, bang. We got our own thing.
We really didn't get into that Pittsburgh game like I wanted to, but you know I understand it's all good. Congratulations to my man Debo. You know, you did the thing, bro. You know, I'll see you next week. You know what I'm talking about?
And you've been paid.
What I meant to say too. Your money is here. So whenever you feel, you know what I mean, come on to, and I got you. That's how we do.
We keep it on the real.
Oh, and there's a $5 endless fee.
I know that's right, bro.
Not the handless fee.
Hey, $5.
Yeah.
Don't let Miss T pettiness rub off on you, man.
How is that petty? Yeah, I'm gonna have to borrow her. I'm gonna have to borrow her line. Wait a minute. How is that petty?
Thank you.
You know,
because he know he got charged the handling fee.
Hey, look, that's the same thing she hit me with.
Hey,
y'all need to get y'all little hand trap stuff then.
Hey, look, Frank, all I'm going to say is, happy wife, lovely life. That's all I'm saying on that. You let her hit you with that little petty fee and move right. Don't say nothing else about it. Because she's going to think it's on your mind. Just let that be, bro.
Oh, man. Okay, so Marcus sent his $25 in, you guys. Marcus sent his $25 in for the $5 for us and $20 for 57.
The end of the year. Yeah, him and 57 yep. got that end of the year thing.
Yep.
Well, hey, man.
I got it. And I'm writing it down right
now.
I don't
know about the end of the year, but I do know. I don't even want to talk about the end yet because this thing just getting started, and it's been so good so far that I ain't looking forward to it ending, man. I love it, and I love you guys' attitude about it as well. You know what I mean? So let's just keep this. Let's see what the tax. Devo said, "What's the taxes on the winner?" I just told you $5, sucker.
Processing and handling fee.
Yeah, let me bring him back.
Handling. You see. Processing and handling.
Debo. You with me, D?
I hear you, home.
Okay, yeah. If there's a $5 fee, it's $2 for... Mute your phone, D.
The phone, what are you talking, Debo?
I got to get my cash app established because I got to get mine established because when I win, I ain't giving Kale $5 back.
Yes, you are. Hey.
Because you, he keeps giving up $5, you ain't weak.
Yeah, you already down 10. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? You already down 10, bro. Okay. So don't let your mouth write a check. That's your same class. Debo.
Who? You talking to me?
There's a $2.50 processing fee and a $2.50 handling fee. So you add that up, $2.50 plus $2.50, and it adds to $5. That's how about.
You sound like Lady Off a Good Time making that up.
I knew that'd be a catch.
No. You order some stuff from Amazon. Once they charge you a process and handling fee.
All right. Cash App charged me $3 every time I give up.
Debo said, only in America, everything is a hustle. Y'all the mob. Hey, it is six and so to break my bones, but that $5 ain't gonna never hurt me.
Nope.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That.
Okay.
Hey, look. That's what's up, though. In all honesty, congratulations, bro.
Congratulations. Yeah.
And this week, y'all, I mean, you know, hey, we see at any week it can be anyone. So, I mean, I laughed at Debo when we had our personal conversation. And bro was like, I'm gonna hit you back. I'm going to study my picks. I'm going to get my picks right. You know what I'm saying? I laughed at him about that. But,
you going to make sure you study your picks, huh?
You going to make sure you study your picks, too, huh?
Hey, look here, man. I'm on NFL Network. Everybody's left. I'm on everybody. I'm going to check it out. You understand what I'm saying?
I know
I'm
that's right.
Yeah. So, say I'm going to hit you with a stick in your leg, and I'm pressing charges. I press police. Somebody call the police.
Police.
That's time out. So, back to these games.
Can I just say one thing, Kelly, before you go back to the game?
Go ahead.
I just want to say that the Giants, the San Francisco Giants, might I add, we're talking about baseball.
Right.
We're down to 2 weeks left in the regular season, and we're still number one. Just wanted to say
that's
that.
Right. But the Dodgers are right behind you.
I mean, they on our tail, ain't they? They just right there. They won't go away. They like a little net. Won't go away.
They ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Yankees,
I knew you were going to come, man.
Yankees just slid down the pole.
And the East is close. And the East is close for the wild card.
Who?
I
the
know.
Dodgers?
Come on, 57.
No, the Dodgers going to go in, but they're going to win the whole thing. They got a better pitching staff than the San Francisco does this year.
When they added Scherzer,
that almost sealed the deal.
I forgot about him. Yeah, I forgot about Scherzer.
Huh? Yeah.
I forgot about
that
him.
Almost. Now they did lose Bauer though. They did lose Trevor Bauer for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For those assault charges.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That might make it even right there. I'm gonna be honest. I look for San Francisco or the Dodgers to come out of there and win the whole thing.
Yeah, one of them two. Yeah. Mhm.
Yep.
Mhm.
Hey, 57.
Yes, sir.
Hey, 57. If you said it, talking baseball, I'm with you, bro.
Oh yeah, thanks, bro. I'll go with that one. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate
that. You better go with me, Marcus. You better go with me. I don't know baseball.
Look, I don't know. 57 is a baseball expert.
Oh, is he?
He's a baseball expert. I know he ain't a football expert. He definitely he's something.
Well,
he's got a base.
Hey, sis, you helped him with that one right there, sis.
I know. I'm sorry.
Hey,
he gotta have
she and I have been arguing baseball ever since we met each other.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, we have.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? I've come to realize that's just free for you, dog. Some form of sport,
man.
Y'all gonna argue.
Let me tell you something. I know a lot of guys that know baseball. This person right here, Lady T, is the only person I know that gives me a run for my money when it comes to baseball. Not just a run for my money, but she and I can sit and talk baseball all damn night, and she'll never miss a beat with me. Never.
Hell yeah.
You know, and I respect it. I respect the hell out of that. Problem is, I'm just telling the truth. I ain't patting you on the back. I'm just telling the truth.
You don't give me no parts if I don't deserve them.
You know what? Watch that, tree. But usually he followed that up with an insult. Somewhere, some way, somehow.
Yep.
That's the 57 way.
I normally do that, though, Kale, with people I think don't know as much as I do about what I'm talking about. But she does.
Oh.
So I can't do that. And that's the truth, dog.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey, there's a reason she's here, dog, on this sports talk show, you know what I mean? Because I had, quick story, y'all. I had, during the process of the making of Kale's Corner, I had, I'll say, 2 to 3 options. And Tree's name kept coming up. And we went to a fight party. Well, actually, it was a birthday/fight party. And the way we talked sports the whole time that we were there, I said, oh, yeah, Slim going to roll with me. And, I mean, in the car on the way home after the event, all I talked about was her knowledge of sports and how refreshing it was talking to a female who left the female element out of it and just talked sports.
You forgot you was even talking to a female.
Yeah.
That's why I tell her every now and then, girl, why you had to remind me you're a girl? Every now and then.
Yeah.
She say something that reminds me. So I got to tell her very badly.
Yeah, he do.
You know,
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the accolades, all the adjectives that you guys are, you know, saying.
Don't
about
nobody want you to be thanking us and shit. Oh, excuse me. Nobody wants you to be thanking us and stuff.
See, he can't help himself, man. He cannot help himself. Damn, Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Bobby Boucher.
Hey, Bobby Boucher.
Marcus, I'm about to give him some skibbity pat. I'm about to give him some skibbity pat. Marcus.
Hey, dude. Hey, yeah. It ain't going to change what he do, though, the whole time. He's going to have to give him skibbity pats every week.
Hey, we all got our own little thing, dog.
Debo said, even though you were 40.
Love you too, sis.
Debo said, even though you were 49ers fan, that's true. So, yeah. You give your compliments all around the board. All around the board.
I appreciate Debo, he's a little Seahawk. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Little sea buzz.
Old Seahawk. He old Seahawk. In my division. Oh. We fight against each other every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're going to take another quick one, y'all. 563-999-3782. Congratulations again, Debo. But don't get used to it.
Good evening, man.
Congratulations, Debo.
You're now welcome to the G Street Club. Come on in if you want to enjoy yourself. Relax and join the ride.
That y'all made me forget what I was about to talk about. football.
Everybody 1-1 except for the 49ers. We 2-0. Thank God.
Yeah, but
ain't no but. We 2-0, bro.
Yeah, you're right. This ain't no but. It's the truth.
It's early though.
You losing them. You're losing them one by one over there in San Francisco. You know what I mean?
We only lost one person. We lost one person.
All season?
Let me so far? Yeah.
No.
Jason Verrett. I'm talking about somebody that means something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they all mean something. They're part of your 53-man roster.
They do.
Right?
Yeah. They do, but they don't mean as much as that. It's Jason Verrett. He's a threat. Everybody else ain't no threat.
Well, you know, this is how the season goes, you know.
Next man up, bro. We done played with 15, 16 people out.
I'm glad you said that, next man up, because when my quarterback went down, I said, and I felt kind of bad because I was hoping that Fitzpatrick would go out, because there was an inclination within myself that Heineke fits better with this offense, with this team, and they work better with him under center.
But I think y'all would be better if y'all just let Chase loose. Let him off the leash, because y'all got him on the leash. If y'all just let him loose and not be like, you supposed to be right here. Like, that's not the type of person player he is. They already been saying it all week. That's just not the type of person he is. Let him go. He could be flying all around. Y'all see? It's a different Chase when he don't have that leash on.
Secondary is so poor.
Yeah.
Our secondary is the weakness of our defense. It really is. Sure. Anytime a team gets third and 11, third and 12, and they're successful, three or four times on one damn drive, then you have to have Chase playing in a certain position until the back end gets things together. I don't know if Fuller winning the Super Bowl with Kansas City has taken his hunger away, but I watched Fuller on that backside, and he has let the defense down too many times.
Yeah.
Too many times. All penalties aside, because a penalty is nothing but the referee's interpretation of the action within each play. I'm talking about wide receivers in his area, wide open, and he's nowhere near them. So wide open that the safety has to come down and make a tackle. And we're wondering, where in the heck is Fuller? Where's he at? And he's nowhere to be seen. No, I mean, completely out of the picture, almost. And not every time, but on too many occasions, this is the case. The young dude, whatever his name is. I understand that playing corner is going to take him time to learn and to get a feel for it. So I really don't have a whole lot of complaints about him. But Fuller, you've been here before. You left here and went and helped Kansas City to a Super Bowl. I expect more from you. I expect a lot more from you and better play than you're presenting. And that's just my beef. Please give me a beef about your team, something you think that they could do better.
With my team, I think, let me see. I think we can do better as far as the defense. Our defense is pretty good. Our offense is pretty good, too. We just got to get Garoppolo. We got to get him to throw the ball to the person that on our team, not the person on the other team. We need to throw the ball to our 49er people. Like, bring the ball down, because he was overthrowing. I don't know if he was nervous. I don't know if he had the jitterbugs. I don't know. I don't know if he needs some skibbity pats on his head, too. I don't know. But the second half of the game, he came out like he was Garoppolo. Like, we're going to get this done. We're going to do it. But I need that Garoppolo all the time. If you're going to be Garoppolo out there playing for us, I need you to be the second half Garoppolo all the time, because I wanted to pull you. I wanted Trey to come on in.
Right.
That's what Andy was doing in the first half. Sorry.
57. Come on, 57. Tell me what you want to see with Pittsburgh. Is it a certain player or an action of the team as a whole?
Well, here we go. You know how I feel about everything. From what I saw Sunday.
we got a magnitude of problems on our team, offense and defense.
Yes.
You know, it's almost basically like we need to just go ahead and just start rebuilding our team and decide who we want with in the future, you know, because right now what we have out there is not why our defensive backs couldn't check anybody this weekend. We couldn't run the ball. And then it being inserted with the arm problem, you know, we just, you know, Claypool acts like he's afraid to catch the ball. You know, it's just a magnitude of problems we need to work on. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say fire everybody because that would be stupid. But we just need to go ahead and just decide that we need to go ahead and wholesale and get players in there that's going to play.
Okay.
That's what's up. Lou, tell me about them Cowboys, man. What do you want to see different?
Well, I mean, last week was an improvement. I mean, we squeaked out that game thanks to what was it, clock management. You know, just don't make the same mistakes you've been making just like you did in week one. And if Prescott continues the way he's been going, you know, I think you're going to see a great improvement in Dallas. Right now. Okay, as for the Giants and the Eagles, don't hold your breath.
Uh-oh. Okay.
That's what's up. Come on, Tank.
Well, you hit what I was going to say. Plus, I was also going to say the defense.
Sorry.
The defense ain't up to par like I need them to be. It's starting with number 30, Brown.
He need to go.
Every week, man. Yeah, I wanted him to go last week. That's how fast I want him to go because it don't look like he's – I don't know. He just be out of position every time. Every time. I like the way – I wish if my man wouldn't have got hurt, DeMarcus Lawrence, I wish they would have started my man Michael Parsons over there on that end like that in the first game because I think he would have disrupted Brady a little bit more. And I like the way he playing over there on that defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
Debo said he needs Russell Wilson to stop running 30 yards back just to complete a 5-yard pass. Come on, Marcus. Where you at with the with Washington?
Yeah, so my issues with Washington stem from the whole defensive scheme. I'm not liking the whole scheme. Similar to what Lady T said, because they, in my opinion, they so used to the front four being so dominant that they don't really have the blitz. You see what I'm saying? So they don't surprise them with enough blitzes in my opinion. Because they're just relying on that front four. They're double teaming our boy, you know.
Chase.
They're double teaming. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, you expect a lot from him, right? But you can't expect so much from the boy because he's being double teamed. But if you know he's being double teamed, you can change up that defensive scheme, you know, and they just won't. That's number one. And the other thing is they don't run the ball enough. They don't run the ball enough. They did all this, and they keep trying to focus on the running backs, right? And we got some good running backs, but they don't want to punch them. Everybody else do. Dallas do. And I'm mentioning Dallas, and I can't explain them. You know what
right.
I mean? Dallas want to punch them. They're not afraid to take the star out of the game, Ezekiel
right.
Elliott, and put another boy in there who got – fresh legs, who can run, who having a better day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, in my opinion, you know, because right now all our wide receivers ain't out there, but if you control the game on defense, right, but with the defense, you control the clock, and you run the ball. You know,
Marcus,
can change the scheme.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Marcus, are you aware that Gibson – are you aware that Gibson has the most rushing yards in the NFC East?
He does. That's not my issue.
That's not my he's creating yards. He's creating the yards. He's creating the yards. What I want them to do in certain games is lean on the running. If the running game is working, keep using it. That's all I'm
right.
saying. Keep
do
using
it until they
sometimes.
Can stop it. That's what I say. Do it until they
yeah.
can stop it.
Like,
well, until they stop it. Until they stop it.
Right,
say.
Exactly. And if and even if they stopping it, you still punt, you still drawing them defensive backs in. Right. You
mm-hmm.
drawing them defensive backs in and go for the play action. You know what I'm saying?
Back.
I just don't like what they're doing. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
certain things like but I think they're gonna get it together. You know, and you gotta
but
scheme
Marcus,
you gotta scheme.
Marcus,
per,
you can come to
team.
The 49ers. You can come to the 49ers if they don't get it together.
Get out of here.
Wow.
We're saying almost the same color.
Hey, Marcus,
almost
you
see what
I'm saying? That's that female.
All of y'all.
But I don't. Look, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have a Garoppolo
yeah.
moment. You know what I'm saying?
And I can't
he
wait
to
put
moment.
Trey right out there.
Like
I
what?
Ain't mad.
You know?
It's
I ain't
going to
be mad,
like,
Marcus.
Be like,
and that's another question that I wanted to ask you guys. Should Chicago go back to Dalton or keep rolling with the youngin', man?
Justin Fields.
I
think they should keep rolling with the
youngin'.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm taking rolling with the youngin. Because the more he out there,
oh,
quick
oh.
learner. The more he out there,
he's
going to learn that.
He's
going to learn that play. Yeah. He, the more he out there, the quicker he going to know what he's supposed to do. He learning on
yep.
the fly.
Yep.
Yep.
And it don't take him long to learn. Like, I really wanted my team to get Justin Fields. That's how bad I wanted that guy because
yeah.
he's a quick learner. He's a study. He's a gym rat. He always in the gym. I mean, the man is he's a quick learner. So I think they should put Justin Fields out there and stop playing around. What you think, Kale?
Yeah, because they just got boys to that pick. You know I'm reading Debo text, and I don't even understand what the heck he said just now.
I think y'all all,
you know where I stand with it. The NFL, the only thing the NFL does is get faster. That's all it does.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you get this young man acclimated and with what is going on, the better off your team will be. Now, barring any injury or anything of that nature happening, I think that Chicago actually stands a better chance. I mean, we saw
mm-hmm.
Andy Dalton. We've seen Andy Dalton be a utility man, just like Fitzpatrick, all of the past couple of seasons. He's gone from this team to that team to this team. And he hasn't really had – he's sustained, but he hasn't found success anywhere.
Right.
You got this young boy – excuse me. You have this young boy who's chomping at the bit. And every time you put this young man in the game, something good has happened for your team.
Right.
My thing, don't stifle your team because you're trying to follow what everybody says is the norm. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do
exactly.
that. We've learned that each situation is different involving each player.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned that. So don't stifle this man. Don't choke his talent. Let that young man play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just how I feel about it, you know. And just like this mess going on with Aaron Rodgers, listen, I'm aware that they won last night. We're all aware that they won last night. But you tell me, in the beginning of that game, that I was the only one thinking, what in the heck is wrong with Rodgers? It wasn't until it started raining. It wasn't until it started raining and Detroit started all the mishaps and fumbles and nonsense that I was like, okay, you know, I see what's going on now. But Aaron Rodgers, to me, I say if he want to trade, go ahead and trade him. Go ahead and trade him. Because it is at the downing the going on with this guy, and that's just how I feel about it. Yes, I'm aware that they won last night, but still, Aaron Rodgers just hasn't impressed me at all.
I don't think he was in the first game, and I think that was his tune-up game last night. I understand what you're saying, though. If he do want to be traded. But that first game, he wasn't there. His first game was last night, and it was like everybody else. On point after halftime. And then after halftime, you saw what Aaron Rodgers can do. Now, we're going to see next week because we know he don't like them 49ers.
Right. But we're going to see his hang it off.
Now, if it be a blowout or something like that, and he play like he did in that first game, in the first half of last night game, then I'm going to agree with you, bro. But I'm going to give him one more game just to see what he do.
Yeah. Well, this ain't the game to give him.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
Because this is who he don't like. He don't like y'all. So, so I'm thinking he's going to give his A++ game out there when he comes to y'all.
Oh, Lord. Y'all going to have my nerves, babe.
Game four, gonna drop a whole lot of people off at the beginning of the season. Game four, gonna drop a lot of people. A lot of pretenders gonna fall off. You watch.
By game four.
By game four, a lot of pretenders
gonna
fall off.
My game four, we gonna be playing. My game four, I'm gonna be playing
Debo. Division.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Seahawks ain't really got nothing.
We're going to tear them up, too. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
I don't think so. I think y'all going to get hurt before all of that.
Oh, come on. See, you shouldn't do that bit. That's my bit. Every time somebody says somebody going to get hurt, their team get hurt.
Well, we already hurt, Trey.
Y'all going to be throwing up the yellow flag, white flag, whatever color the flag is we throw it in. Y'all going to be doing that.
Black
well, y'all gonna throw that in. Y'all gonna throw it in, bro. Somebody gonna be stomping on that joint. Y'all gonna be like full six. We don't got enough players.
Is it okay if I say something right now? If y'all don't mind, I think by game 10 of the season, a team like the Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay, even Green Bay, are gonna start. Will have separated themselves a little bit in their division. I think Dallas has a better team that everybody can see right now because they're young.
Okay.
I thought I had a moment there that I could say what I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
You said,
but I didn't know you was going to say something stupid. I didn't know that you were going to say something stupid. Youth in the NFL normally equates to inexperience. Am I wrong?
Say that again, Akel. Youth
in the NFL.
Yes.
Normally equates to inexperience.
Yes.
How can your statement have validity?
Validity.
I'm saying, how can it have any validity? If you can see the talent, you can see that the Cowboys has a more talented team than the Washington football team does. You're relying on your defense and your defense alone to save your season, where your offense is not, can't produce. If McLaurin is not producing, and your offense is not producing. I heard you say something about Gibson having more yards than any running back in the NFC East, but up until last week, nobody had a lot of yards until Pollard showed his butt the other night. So let's keep it real.
And Gibson still has more. And Gibson still has more. Debo said, tell 57, no, sir, don't get humble now. I want that same energy he been given about them Steelers. Yeah, because you didn't
say
nothing.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Debo.
You didn't say
Debo,
nothing about the weak Steelers.
Hey, look, I've been a young fool, and I've been an old fool. The only difference between an old fool and a young fool is the youth. So I'm just, you know, I'm just going to enjoy the season. I'm going to enjoy the season, and I'm going to speak the truth on my team or yours. My team ain't got it this year. And neither does yours.
Well, I'm glad I'm not a Washington fan, and I'm glad I'm not a Steelers fan. I'm glad I'm still in it.
Right.
Thank you.
If we all take a second and remember, 57 said the same thing last week.
No, I didn't.
You said that we would not win the division. Those were your words. They weren't.
Okay, Kale, you're right. Yeah, I did say that, but anyway, I don't think you can fault me. You're right. I did say it, but I don't think you can fault me because you stumbled up and won one more game than your rival.
Wait a minute.
You know, when you had teams out there for real, if it wasn't for the system, the way the NFL is set up, you had teams out there that had a better record than you did. They just didn't make it to the playoffs. But that's the way the NFL is set up. Can't help that.
You know what?
79 got you to the playoffs.
You know what, 57? A hot stove is a hot damn stove. I don't want to hear your excuse why you got burnt. A hot stove is a hot stove, and you call a hot stove what it is. It ain't warm. It ain't getting hot. That time a gun is hot. Don't stick your hand to it.
Well, I advise you to get some more wood to go on your stove, because right now you're burning on fumes, baby.
Wait a minute.
I'm good.
You ain't got enough wood back there.
You
know
where
Marcus
at?
I know Marcus ain't letting this go down.
You the one with the pectoral injury and, you know, mom and pop kettle mishap. That's you. That's not happening in Washington, sir.
So, okay. 57, who's going to be your quarterback if Ben hurt? Rudolph. Okay.
The red-nosed quarterback.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. Like, you didn't know that was coming. Come on.
Yeah, you
wait
had
a minute.
How about the call this show now?
I can't.
Rudolph the red-nosed quarterback.
Okay, it's a little early, but you get the idea.
I can't believe
that. Was good, Lou. That was good, Lou.
Yeah, that was a good one, Lou.
Thank you. I've been waiting for that one.
They ain't going to be able to show that Bama. They are not going to be able to show that Bama at all without me thinking Rudolph the red-nosed quarterback. Thank you, Lou, for giving me that.
You're welcome.
Got some crazy name quarterback. Both of y'all got some crazy name quarterbacks. So you got a bid for a quarterback, and he got a bid for a quarterback.
And see, I was going to turn it over to you, but
you
want to talk about quarterback.
You
want to talk about quarterback names, and your quarterback names sound like horses running, galloping. You know what I mean? Garoppolo. What the hell? Is it a rock girl? Come on, Trey.
It sounds like a saloon.
What? It's a cat saloon, too. It ain't even a real saloon.
I can't with y'all.
Your town.
I love y'all,
good.
Man.
Hey, come on. Come on, Tree. Take us out of here.
All right. We got to go, people. We have to go. So, I want to say again, thank you and congratulations to Debo for winning week two with the picks. And I want to say, listen, guys, pressure is for the unprepared. I'm going to say that again. Pressure is for the unprepared. So, by me saying that, we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Call in anytime. Have your friends call in anytime. We're always here on the corner, and we always have fun. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Have someone call in and tell everybody you see that you love them.
Go ahead, Kim.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now,
wait,
y'all be
one
sure.
More thing. One more thing, Kat. One more thing. I want to say rest in peace to AJ, the comedian.
Yeah.
He passed away this weekend. I want to say rest in peace, rest in heaven, rest in, just rest easy, baby. Just rest easy. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, AJ. Rest in peace, brother. And thank you for your work providing laughs to us all for years and years.
Yeah.
Don't forget, y'all. Be ready for Miss T's pick. They're coming Thursday. Y'all, like she said, get ready, get ready. Y'all, we all want to be a winner like Debo and Tang has so far. So, hey, let's get into it. Let's get it right. Hey, listen, man, good living. Y'all will be surprised how bountiful your life will become with good living.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead serious. And with that, all I'm going to say, we'll see you guys Thursday at 5 p.m. Have a great one, y'all. Have a great one.
Yeah.
And like she said, tell someone you love them. You never know when it's going to be the last conversation. You never know when it's going to be the last time. We out.
Yeah.
Peaks and valleys, twists and turns. You can get the surprise of your life. Sometimes on the way to where you're going, you might think, this is the worst time of my life. But you know what? At the end of the road, through all the adversity, if you can get where you wanted to be, you remember whatever don't kill you make you stronger. And all of the adversity was worth it. On your way to the top, you'll do anything. But how do you get your life back when you get there? Yeah, it's my dilemma.
Yeah. What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get to him, baby girl. Hey.
But after all the game I gave away, safe to say I paved the way for you cats to get paid today. Still be wasting days away now had I never saved today. Consider them my protégés, how much I think they should pay. Instead of being gracious, they violate in a major way. I never feel the hate, still I love them in a crazy way. Some say they sold the yay and know they couldn't get work on Labor Day. It ain't that black and white, it has an area that's shaded gray. I'm west side anyway, even if I left today and stayed away. Some move away to make a way, not move away today afraid. I brought back to the hood, and all you ever did was take away. I pray for patience, but they make me wanna melt their face away. Like I once made them spray, now I can make them put the canes away. Been thugging all my life, can't say I don't deserve to take a break. You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away.
polished with the spirit of a hustler and the swagger of a college kid. Allergic to the counterfeit, impartial to the politics, articulate, but still a grabber by the collar quick. Whoever having problems with their record sales, just holler till. If that don't work and all us fails, then turn around and follow till. I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame, and rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooting and the hollering, back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing them checks into your bank account and you up out of poverty. Your values is in disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're pissed poor morally. Ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we mighty full of ourselves all of a sudden, aren't we?
Everybody watching what I do, come walk in my shoes and see the way I'm living if you really want to. Got my mind on my money and I'm not going away.
So keep on getting